And I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's just something you say, some ritual, some work, whatever it may be, where you have to do something. People, then it's no longer grace. It's no longer grace. If being recovered from sin is by confessing, it's work. I have to do something to recover. No, God's going to recover me from sin. He's going to do it by my trusting. That's what Schaefer clearly teaches. He's going to do it on the basis of the cross, but he's going to do it. I want to live a righteous life. So I'm going to do it by working real hard. No, you won't make it. You will fail. And you know what happens a lot of times when these religious people really get into that and they fall, boy, it's so hard for them to get up. Because they've convinced themselves that they have to earn something from God, and now they've really taken a dive, those that do, they've really taken a dive, and boy, it is the most difficult thing in the world to say, just trust it. Get up, and now. Christ went to Peter and said, Peter, do you love me? He didn't say, Peter, do you feel sorry about your sin? Peter, will you admit that you denied me? Peter, will you do something? No. Do you love me? Yeah. Okay, get to work. No, that cannot be done. You have lost something from God. And it's just, he's got to set you aside. That's the whole theology. See, theology generally, if you take the law away, you'll see so many things that are consistent with that. If you take the grace away, you'll see so many things that are consistent with that. This is what is consistent in life. If it's by faith and grace, it's dependent upon God, not on me. And so we never come down on ourselves. We're able to understand a sense of regret and repentance, but boy, move right back into the faith and boom, serving. We live our Christian life, we walk, we live a righteous life, we do all the things. See, many of the things that the legalists want to do, you will do. But it won't be by the power of the flesh, it'll be by the power of the Spirit. You will study the Word of God. You will love the Word of God. But it won't be by the flesh. It will be by the works of faith, the power of the Spirit. So you'll see a lot of things that the law people demand and for obedience happening in your life. But it won't be by you doing it in the flesh. It'll be by the result of the work of faith. That's what it will be by. So when you have to be saved by something that you do, then it's no longer grace. It's no longer faith. I don't care if it's a ritual, repentance, or making him Lord, whatever it may be. Then it's not by grace. And it's not by faith.